I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at 91 Classical and Nashville Public Radio. We're about to get the New Year's broadcast of Live in Studio C underway with none other than the music of Mozart, which is perfect. Roger Wiesmeyer is here with a group of friends to play the Piano Concerto No. 27 in B-flat, Mozart's final concerto. Roger, good to see you again.
Happy to be here, Will. Thanks for having us.
Give us a little bit of context for playing Mozart today. We have the 16th annual Mozart's birthday concert series coming up.
Yes, we do. We're happy to present this piece along with a little chunk from the Grand Mass in C Minor sung by Claire Bowling. That won't be this morning. That's at the real concert. And this is one of my favorite pieces. I say that about every piano concerto as I'm listening to it. They're just so beautiful. But this one is a particular favorite of mine, and I'm thrilled to get to present it today.
Well, you're with Jeremy Williams and Jim and Lim, violins, Christopher Farrell, viola, Keith Nicholas, cello, and Joel Rice on double bass for this concerto by Mozart. And we should probably give our listeners a little heads up. We're going to be talking in between the movements, which is a little unusual, but there's a reason for that. So,
The reason is because we like to share interesting stuff with our listeners.
So this is the first movement from this concerto by Mozart, No. 27 in B-flat, Kerschel 595.
And by the way, this is in transcription for the concerts that are the Mozart concert will be featuring this with full orchestra. But it's a lovely transcription, and I hope you all like it. Thank you.
This is Live in Studio C. I'm Will Griffin hosting. Roger Weissmeyer is playing the piano today. What you just heard was the first movement of the Piano Concerto number 27 in B-flat, Kürzel 595 by Mozart. Roger is performing with Jeremy Williams and Jimin Lim, violins, Christopher Farrell, viola, Keith Nicholas, cello, and Joel Rice, double bass, and a nice transcription for quintet and piano. Roger, give us some more information about your annual Mozart birthday special. It's grown into something quite different than it started.
Yeah, it started as a little homespun, just me getting together with some friends. And I'm still friends with all these people. But now it's grown into two venues. The first concert will be at St. George's at noon on January the 19th. And the second concert will be on January the 22nd at the Mother Church of Mozart in Nashville, Edgehill United Methodist. And that's at 7 o'clock on Monday the 22nd. And what else can I tell you, Will?
Well, you can tell us more about the Mozart in Nashville or nonprofit.
What a good idea.
And your beneficiary.
This year for the concerts, we have a different service nonprofit that we like to benefit each year. And this year it's an organization called the Children's Kindness Network. They are involved with going into schools with a puppet of a cow named Moosey and teaching the children about mutual respect and anti-bullying and just kind of other civic virtues that really are easy to teach when children are young and brains are supple.
And they'll be the beneficiary of
yes,
the concert.
And they're based in Franklin. And please check out their website. It's completely delightful. It's a children's, what did I say?
Kindness Network.
That's it, childrenskindnessnetwork.org. Right. Sorry, a lot of notes to keep track of here.
And we'll get back to that. Okay, let's go ahead and hear the second movement then. This is the second movement of the Piano Concerto number 27 by Mozart. the lovely second movement from the Piano Concerto No. 27 in B-flat by Mozart, played live in Studio C by Roger Weissmeyer, piano with Jeremy Williams, Jimmy Lim, Christopher Farrell, Keith Nicholas, and Joel Reist, a special quintet arrangement for strings and piano. Roger Weissmeyer is here to tell us more about his upcoming Mozart's birthday concerts. Again, let's just hit the highlights about when and where.
Sure. St. George's on Friday, the 19th of January at noon. And then Edge Hill United Methodist on January the 22nd at 7 o'clock. It benefits the Children's Kindness Network. It's free. There's a $10 suggested donation, but nobody's refused for lack of admission because we just want to get people there to enjoy Mozart.
There's some vocal music by Mozart.
Yes, indeed.
Some songs and something from the Requiem?
No, from the Grand Mass in C minor.
The Grand Mass in C
minor. Claire Bowling is going to sing the Laudamus Te. Mm-hmm. From that. And she's also going to sing three little songs, one of which is actually related to the last movement of this concerto.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this will be with the Mozart
Mozart Birthday Festival Orchestra. And it's going to be conducted by Matt Phelps, who is the music director at West End United Methodist.
Very nice. Well, we look forward to those performances for sure. Let's hear the final movement then. Thank you. The final movement of the Piano Concerto No. 27 in B-flat, Kerschel 595, music of Mozart played live in Studio C by pianists Roger Wiesmeyer, Jeremy Williams, and Jimin Lim, with the violinist, Christopher Farrell, the violist, Keith Nicholas, the cellist, and Joel Rice, a double bassist in this special arrangement for five strings and piano. Thank you, Roger, for bringing this today.
Thank you so much for having us, Will.
Absolutely. Every January, right on time, and getting the new year started properly with music of Mozart. I'm just going to touch on the high points. Roger, of course, is involved with Mozart in Nashville, heavily involved with Mozart in Nashville, which is actually the name of an organization. And you can hear Roger play this concerto with the Mozart Birthday Festival Orchestra on January 19th at noon at St. George's Episcopal Church on Harding Road, or January 22nd, or I should say, and at 7 p.m. at Edge Hill United Methodist Church. And the orchestra will be conducted by Matthew Phelps. Thanks, everybody. Nice program today.
Thank you all.
I'm Will Griffin. Thank you for being with us for Live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for their generous support of Live in Studio C and Nashville Public Radio. And our thanks, of course, to our engineer for the program, Carl Peterson. I'm Will Griffin, and we appreciate you being with us for a bit of Middle Tennessee's classical music live in Studio C.